Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Praise the Lord, beloved, for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Ruth Nabia from Daughter of Zion World Ministries, bringing you a word of God today. Before we proceed, I want us to pray. We are going to be learning on why we must pray as beloved of Christ or as Christians. So wherever you are, I entreat you to bow your head so we will pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, that you have made. I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your goodness and your mercies upon my life, upon your people. I thank you, O God, for granting us a new day, O God, a month of May. May you be continuously gracious unto us, O God. And I commit this sermon unto your hand, O God. Grant me your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and take control and give me insight. Let of my mouth be yours, O God. Let everything that I speak be yours, O God. I decree, O God, that you may increase in me, O God. Grant me your power, your spirit of revelation and wisdom in the name of Jesus. And all that will listen, let them grant them understanding, O God, even as we share this word on the reason why we must pray, so that we'll become closer to you and so that you will always be with us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you hear me and you continue to hear my prayer, O Lord, and hear my voice in the name of Jesus. I submit my spirit, my mind, and this message and the ministry into your hand. I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for the gift of life for my people. And I commit my life and my statements into your hand. Speak through me, O Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Have your way, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And I said earlier, our message is entitled Prayer. Let us pray. I have a group on Facebook that I call it Let Us Pray, because that was a vision I got over a year ago that I've been doing prayer and I posted around. And let us pray, meaning the beloved of Christ, we should be in prayer or we should always pray. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says that we must pray without ceasing. And as Christians, why must we pray? That is the reason for this teaching and prayer tonight. Why must we pray? And I want to quote a few scriptures, and I will allow the Holy Spirit to help me explain it. And I quote Job chapter 13 verse 3, but I desire to speak to the Almighty and to argue my case with God. This is Job when he was in trouble and with his friends they were communicating, and his desire is to make his case before the Lord. So why must we pray as Christians? Prayer is the only way of communication. God have given us the dominion on earth. He made man in the form of his form and gave us dominion over everything. And when Jesus died, he says in in Matthew 16, verse 18, he says, I have given you the keys. So every believer have the keys. But if we don't activate the keys and just look on the written word that it says that I have given you the keys to open and everything you bind, I'm talking about Matthew 16, verse 18 to 19. So prayer is the realm or the process of exercising that key. You can't just go to church, or you can live your life and be strong or be powerful just by going to church or going to prayer meeting and just coming down to sit down. You must have a schedule for the Lord. You must desire to speak to the Lord. Prayer is a communication. Just like if you have a relationship with your wife or you are married, you do communication. So it's a communication, a continuous communication. So that is the reason, my understanding, or what I have come to terms with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, that I used not to understand it, that why it says pray without ceasing, and you when you are not born again or if you are in the world, you'll be like, how can I pray without ceasing? But that is what the Lord knows, because it is something we must do to possess what all the promises. Prayer is the only way that will help us to possess all the words of God, the prophecies you have been prophesied unto. When a prophet gives you a word of God, you have to activate and reinforce that prophecy through your prayer, through your communication with the Lord. So if you have a loose communication with the Lord, you will never hear the voice of God. And then years will come by, and then you say, oh, they prophesied to me and nothing happened. No, you, the individual, have to wake up and do something. It is by force, by power. The kingdom of God is with power, with all the power Jesus has given to us, and with the mightiness of the Lord of hosts. We, as children and sons and daughters, if we don't pray, we lose it. And there's a saying, but it is true. It is a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. The devil knows who are the true sons of God and who are the weak ones. So if you are born again and you don't add prayer, or you don't have time for the Lord in prayer, it's going to affect you in so many ways. And someone will ask that, I've been praying, I see nothing. It's also another question altogether. You have to get the word of God, get a word-based church. One thing is that you cannot pray without the word of God. And you must know the word of God, learn how Jesus prayed, how he taught us all his words, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you what he meant by that. Learn how the old prophet used to pray. Elijah, Daniel, how they prayed. And Daniel, according to Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 to 13, Daniel prayed three times a day. And when it was tough or a decree was made, when he had a vision about the prophecy of Jeremiah 70 years ago, or a long time ago, when he then had the revelation of that and realized that they have been cursed, then he went on his knees and he decreed a 21-day prayer. You understand? So without prayer, man can do nothing. The more you pray, the more you commune with the Spirit of God. You hear the voice of the Lord in dreams, in visions, in physical visions and revelations, whichever. It depends on your level of connection with the Lord. So prayer is a divine connection in the spiritual realm to the Holy Spirit, to the Lord Almighty, so that whatever you do will prosper. So that is this word I read doesn't really explain it, but it's an example of how you can put your case before the Lord in prayer. So the only way you can communicate with the Lord is creating a relationship between you and the Lord, so that he will dwell in you. And then he will hear your cause. He will hear your case. Put your case, your supplication, everything. Put your in with hymns and praise, make your supplications known to the Lord. Exact prayers, like if you want a car, if you want healing, you have to say it. And we have general prayers. We have different kinds of prayer. But the main reason for this sermon today is to empower you, my beloved brothers and sisters, that it's actually a season of prayer. I have not been preaching for the whole month. As my listeners who listen to me, I have been away seeking the face of the Lord. And this is the first thing he told me to teach or to tell, so that you'll be aware of it. And it's a season that there's an outpour. So anyone who believes in Jesus Christ, if you schedule and decide to possess something in this season, you will surely find something. You will find the Lord, and you will have a testimony according to the Word of God is in the Holy Book. So that is how you can make your case known. Abraham made his cases known to the Lord when the Lord visited him. He bargained with the Lord even when the Lord said, "Abraham, my friend, I'm not going to hide to you what I'm going to do to Sodom." And Abraham bargained. So prayer is something like, if you have done something wrong, you use prayer to tell the Lord you are sorry, he should cleanse you, but you don't have to do it again. And to those who say, "Oh, I pray, I don't have answers," it depends on your motive of the prayer. James chapter 4, 5 or so. It talks about the motive of the prayer. So your motive must be genuine. It must be for the Lord. Your motive for your prayer must be that the Lord will increase and you will decrease, according to the book of John. So you have to be genuine with the Lord. Genuine, whichever way you pronounce it, but your heart, because it is the Lord knows and searches and judges and know the mind of the spirit of man. So if you are telling God, "Oh, bless me with this money, bless me with that," so that the Lord knows your heart, and with behind your mind, you are thinking, "When this money comes, I'm going to show off, or I'm going to show to these people who I am." The Lord, your prayer will never be answered. So the word, use the word of God to pray, and that is, I will come to that. And I want to also read this to you. Job 5:8 also talk about it. Or say, "But if it were, I would appeal to God. I will lay my cause before him." So prayer is a way of appealing your case to the Lord, the judge. He is the almighty judge. He is a judge who judges right. He is seated on the throne. So if you have a case, if you are going through something, if you are even praying and you are not getting answered, appeal to him again and say, "Father, I have prayed, I have not had an answer." So keep pursuing. Sometimes the Lord will not even answer, just to see, test your heart. So you have to know who he is. He's a righteous God. He's very holy. He does not repent his word. And so anything you are praying with it, make sure that you are praying, you know that you are praying to a holy God, a mighty God, and he will not do something that will approve of sin. So that is it. And Jonah also prayed, even in the stomach of a whale, when he was swallowed, according to Jonah 2, chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, I want you to read for yourself. That's why I'm giving this. I already gave Job 13, verse 3, that we as children of God, make our case known to the Lord. Job 5:8 also says that we can appeal to the Lord in prayer. So Job said this. So we as children of God and sons must appeal to the Lord. If you prayed and it wasn't answered, appeal again. It's an appeal. So keep pursuing so you win the case. Winning the case is that your prayer has been answered. Amen. And from the inside of the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord at his God. Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. And Ephesians 6:18. So now, and I spoke about Daniel. When Daniel learned that a decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened. That is Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. And three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. So if you want to know how to pray, learn the ways of this holy prophet of God, learn the ways of Jesus Christ, and learn the ways of the apostle, how they prayed, because without prayer, we wouldn't even have had all these prophecies. Elijah prayed, Isaiah prayed, all these holy prophets prayed, and that is how God ministered to them. You understand? So you have to find a way, get time for the Lord. You have time for movies. You have time to sit on the couch and watch all the TV programs. The TV that is impacting on you, bad words, that if some people, their life is based on the TV they watch. I can listen to some people, or even if I talk to one or two, because I don't want to hear the words that proceed from your mouth. You understand? So instead of letting the TV impact into you, let the word of God impact into you knowledge and power, so that you can be a full son of God. Prayer is the only source of communication with our God Almighty. And unfortunately, while other religions, which I don't want to mention, they pray 7 times a day, they pray 5 times a day, others who are not even recognize that much, they pray a lot. You see them always going to pray. They are not Christians, you understand, and they are praying to their whatever God they have, which I do not know of. But most Christians, we don't pray, not even once a day. We say, oh, I'm a Christian. When they are saying, we are talking about religion, I mean, it has all become religious disease. It's sickness. It's something that you can explain it. So, oh, I am a Christian, but you said Christian. What do you understand by the word Christian? And everybody's counting themselves Christian. I am this. I am a Christian. I go to church. And yet, the life you are in is way opposite Christ. The life you are in is way opposite Christ. If you are a Christian, you don't have time for God. You are opposite Christ. You are lost. Because when the enemy is attacking you, he said to a man in the apostle in the book of Acts or so, in the New Testament, I don't remember. He said that Jesus I know, that Paul I know. Who are you? So don't be a lukewarm Christian. You are not praying. You are not doing anything. So when the wind is blowing, it just hits you and knocks you down. But if you know your rights, if you want to allow God, the Holy Spirit, the Lord of hosts, to minister to you, to show you the mighty things, he said, call unto me, Jeremiah 33. He said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know, things that man's understanding will never perceive, but it is the Spirit of God that reveals, that will show you. So, letting TV affect your life. Sit down, have time for the Lord, commune with the Lord, start something. And I want to encourage you today that if you partake in this advice that is coming today, just try it for 1 month. See the change in your life. Just see the change in your life. Begin to give 15 minutes of your day. 15 minutes. Read the word of God and pray. Go on your knees. Worship the Lord. Thank for the Lord and pray and see the differences that you. So that is how you're going to grow. You cannot receive any power without prayer. So it is the prayer. Prayer is our only source. But most Christians don't even pray once a day. Yet when something strikes us, then you see, oh, we become desperate. We wait till the last minute. Everybody is calling themselves, I'm a Christian, I'm that, I am a Baptist, I'm all that, all the names. But there's no power in you. The kingdom of God is by power. And you are being made manifest through the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And without communicating with the Lord in prayer and closer in the word of God, there's nothing you can achieve. The years will come by, and all the good things that they have prophesied about you, which is true, it is not that the prophecies are not true, unless it's a false prophet, but if you have received a prophecy and it has not come to pass, ask yourself, what am I missing? Is my life contradicting the prophecy? You are probably missing prayer. And when you begin to pray, you will change. You will change. You become whole because you have to ask for forgiveness of your sins. If there's something in you, a weakness, you have to appeal to the Lord so that he will take it from you. He will help you. He will show you things. He will take some people from you, things, people that make you weak. He will take them from you. He will direct you. He will take every chaff away from you and make you grow well in his word, so that his purpose concerning you will be what? Will be achieved. So 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. If you don't get a revelation about this, you'll never understand. You'll be like, how can I pray without ceasing? I'll collapse. Yes, pray without ceasing, because our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We deal with spiritual weapons, wicked men and women who are in the spiritual realm, fighting against the glories of the sons and daughters of God. So if you don't pray and take your possession and take your blessing and possess the word and if you don't pray to God and keep asking him so that his words concerning your life will come to pass, you will stay there forever and you might go to the grave with it. And some people give up because they don't see any miracle, they don't see anything. Yes, because they have not. And one thing I'm observing and studying is that most people also don't tell them the truth, especially some prophets, so-called prophets that are not of God. They just blinding the sheep and just stealing. I call it a thief. I mean, they are doing miserable things. And if all these people who are fake and roaming around, portraying to be miraculous and yet have nothing, and depending on other gods instead of God, if they were telling the truth to the people, then everyone will be truly saved and have power. The sons of God are waiting for the manifestation. And without prayer, without getting connected to the Lord, you can never be, you will not have the manifestation. You will not, you won't possess that power. When Genesis 1:26, it's a revelation. It's so powerful that he said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, and give them the dominion so that they will possess the land. We have been given that dominion long since the beginning of creation. And Jesus said, I have given you the keys to open. And everything that you say with your mouth, heaven will honor it. But without your close relationship to Jesus Christ, to the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, you can never possess it. You will complain and tell and start to seek other sources. But with prayer, which today we are bringing to you, that just wake up and start something and see what the Lord will do with you. Begin to pray. The Lord will teach you. He teaches our spirit to pray. The Holy Spirit teaches you to pray. So write what you want down and write that, I want to pray about this issue. And as you write it down and you begin to study the word of God, you go to church, you take it serious, take everything of Jesus Christ serious, take the word of God serious. Then the Spirit of God will give you scriptures to stand on it and pray. Before you know, you are a mighty prayer warrior, and you are defending your family with your prayer. You are defending your children with prayer. You have called the future into being with your prayer. So that is the message. It is about time we possess the land. We are the rightful princes and sons of God. The prophecy, we have to enforce it. We have to call it to being with the power of God. We have to gain the power. And how do we gain the power? By the word of God and by prayer. You pray. If you start to pray 15 minutes, another level you are going 30 minutes. Another level you are speaking in tongues. Another level you are going 1 hour. You are going to 4 hour prayer. That is the power of God who pray. You will pray that you don't feel tired. You feel so powerful that you don't feel yourself. So get a relationship with the Lord Almighty. It is to encourage you, because there's something that is being outpoured that you have to open your mouth, know your rights in the kingdom of God. We have been given the keys. So we have to take the keys. You cannot say, I have the keys, and just quote the scripture and think it is done. No, it doesn't work that way. It is perseverance, endurance. Jesus said in Revelation, he said, and those who endure will, at the end of the day, get their reward. It is endurance, a The kingdom of God is battle. We are wrestling not against flesh and blood, not against our flesh or our bodies, not our strength, for by strength can no man prevail, but against celestial beings, powers in the skies, powers underground, powers in the territories, every territory, every powers that if you begin to pray, then the Holy Spirit will show you. No one will touch you. Then you have enforced the blood of Jesus as your mark. For the blood of Jesus is a Passover. It will be a mark on you. When they see you, they know you. Yes. Some will see you and you have not done anything to them, but they are afraid of you. They are frowning of you because they see the mark, the Jesus Christ, the blood upon you. You are chosen. They have seen it spiritually, and they can't stand you. They will try. They will keep trying. And as you begin to pray and get closer to God, if you would, God will help you. He will show you things. You begin to have dreams. You have counter attacks. Maybe that you are enslaved to the enemy. He has got you, and you are always on the TV watching things that are demonic and are possessing you. So as you begin to pray, the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. He doesn't want you to know the truth so that you will be saved. That's why he's worried about saved people. When you go and stand in a church and say, I'm born again, I believe in Jesus Christ, and da-da-da-da, and the next day you are in the club dancing and drinking and doing all, and he's happy because he's laughing at you because you have not gained the insight yet. You have not had the revelation of the mind of God. I mean, you have not perceive the concept of the power of Jesus Christ yet. Until you get close to the Lord in the word of God and in prayer. And prayer comes in every way. Prayer, so many ways. But above all, I choose to pray in tongues more than anything. Because I rather succumb to the Holy Spirit I would rather let the Holy Spirit pray for me, talk to the Lord for me, speak on my behalf. So he's a lawyer. If you have a lawyer and you allow him to, he says, do not speak, then he is speaking for you. And he is the one who knows what you need right now. He will help you. God will answer you. You gain a force, a power. When you speak, you get to a level that you don't need to shout, praying no more, because the power, God has anointed you with the power. If you begin to pray, if you want to see this power, begin to exercise your mandate as a chosen generation, especially to the young people, to families and parents. Begin to let prayer be part of you. Instead of working double, you don't even have time. The only time you have is just Sunday, you bath your children and you go to church. No, you have to have time to let the people, the children, to even lead prayer in the house. Lead prayer in the house because things are happening in the spirit. You have a child, he's a Christian, you are training the child, and you are praying for the best. Before he goes to college and come back, he's telling you stories and telling you, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. But with prayer, he will be bought. He will see revelation. God will buy them. God will totally possess them. Don't lose your children when they grow up in Christ. Don't let them depart. Teach them how to pray. When you are prayerful, they will learn from you. And when they grow up, they will continue with their children. And that will be generational to generational. So that is what it is. I spoke about Daniel 6:10. Daniel went on his knees 3 times a day when he had a revelation about why they were suffering. And he prayed and interceded for his people. So when you begin to pray, you will grow and grow and grow in strength in the word of God, in prayer and might, that you will be praying for people. You understand? You will be praying, interceding, and standing in the gap for your family, your country, your nation, and God hears. If your prayer is not heard today, it will be answered tomorrow on your child. Prayer is like a saving account. I wrote it on Facebook somewhere last month. It's like opening a saving account. It will pay for you when you run into emergency. So pray now. Pray now. Revere the Lord now. command the future into being. So that is it. And note Cornelius, who was a pagan or a Gentile those days, and when the power came after the ascension of Jesus Christ, I'm talking about Acts chapter 10. So you can read the whole book of Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 48, the whole book, and understand what I'm talking about. Cornelius was a rightful man. He loved the Lord. Even though he was a Gentile, he kept praying. And he had a visit, angelic visit. At the time, he didn't know. So when the angel visited, he said, Cornelius, your prayers and your alms to the poor have been answered. The Lord has answered you. And then he gave them the grace also. So now we had no Gentile, we have no Greek, we have no Jew, but we were all sons. So continuous prayer and doing the will of God and praying without ceasing is the key to seeing your blessing coming to pass. Is the key to possessing your children into the hand of the Lord. So that someday when you have passed away, you will know that you did a good job and you die a righteous death. Yes. Stand for Jesus, even if it means you are not eating for days. So that is the commitment. It's a commitment. It's a commitment. So when you begin to have that relationship, sometimes you sit down and the Holy Spirit will just tell you, get up and pray. You have to listen and get up and pray. Because Christians are not praying. We have taken the grace of God for something little and we're doing things. You can't sit down and not pray and think, oh, I had a prophecy, and then following and chasing all prophets, paying all kinds of monies every day. Nothing will happen until your mouth, until heaven hear your voice. You are a soul. You have a spirit, and the Spirit of God must dwell in you. So if you cast out all filthiness out of you and allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you and declare and possess and claim your inheritance as a child of God with power and signs and wonders and begin to pray, then heavens will hear you and heavens will answer. Because as soon as the prophecy comes also, we have so many attacks around it. So you have to open your mouth, tell the Lord to show you how to pray. If you have a local pastor, keep pursuing in prayer. One thing in the work of God that I've discovered is that if I have nothing, I will worship the Lord the whole day. That is one most powerful key that would just release blessings. Prayer and worship. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And magnify the Lord. Just praise the Lord. It's something. I said, oh, I don't know how these singers in churches are not prospering, because some are just singing. Some have also discovered the revelation. If you know how to truly, sometimes I sing and the songs that I sing, some are just, my soul have created words that I just sing them. And they don't have no tune, but I sing them. So learn how to pray like David. Even as a child, David revered the Lord, revered the Lord, reverenced the Lord, reverenced the Lord. Reverence the Lord and pray and let him love you so much that every word that proceeds your mouth will be answered. Even when the accuser is accusing you, Jesus will say, no, Father, we will approve it. So it is a war. As I said earlier, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, and all that. They are there. Everything in the word of God is true. Every word spoken is true. So possess your possession with prayer. So if you pray and learn how to pray, I've already said it, God will help you and he will give you exceptional grace to stand in the gap for your families, your communities, your governments, your nations. Amen. So, and Peter prayed. Peter sent them all out. There was a woman in Joppa, according to the books of Acts chapter 9, 36 to 40. I'm just telling the story. When she was also she was a follower of Jesus Christ, and she died, and because of the power of the apostle Peter, he prayed, and Tabitha woke up. He woke up. So when you pray and decide that I love the Lord, I'm going to do all for him, and I'm going to learn how to pray and pray more, then you will receive power. It's an activation of power, supernatural power. You burn with the power of God. Anything you touch will be blessed. Anything you touch, if you believe, it will be blessed, yes. And anyone you pray, you will see revelation. Sometimes I pray for people and immediately I see the spirit behind it, whatever their problem is, trying to fight me. And I say, hey, go away. You can't come here. You understand? So it is a relationship. That is how you receive power to intercede for people, to intercede for people to also understand the ways of God and the will of God and their purpose in life, so that they do not give up in this life. So that is it. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit is very important. Pray in the spirit, not just saying, Father, give me this, Father, give me. That's not all about prayer. No. Worship the Lord and pray. Pray specifically. That is good. But praying in the spirit, which is speaking in tongues, is very good as a Holy Ghost baptized, born again Christians. I believe in that because it's the word of God. I hear some people say, oh, some churches don't do that. No, then you are taking the word of God out of the book. And Revelation chapter 22, 18 and 19 says that if anyone takes a word from this book and add anything to it and say we do not believe, I mean, that's to say, if you say I do not believe in this, then you have taken the word of God out, and you will receive a rage. You will receive your reward according to the word in Revelation 22, chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. It is right there. Go and read it. So I believe every word of the Lord. I believe in Jesus Christ. So you can't tell me that praying in spirit or praying in tongues is crazy. No. That is the only power. That is the only source to God. That is the only mind to the Holy Ghost. So learn, if you don't speak in tongues, let your pastors teach you how the scriptures, dwell on the scriptures, keep praying in the word, and keep yearning and desiring to pray in the spirit. Praying in tongues is not taught like this is how we pray in tongues. No, but they will teach you the spirit, about the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Spirit, about the book of Acts, how the people received the gift and the word of God concerning the praying in tongues. So that's what I'm talking about. So gradually, as you follow the teaching of the word of God concerning the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, then you will, at one day, one time, your tongue will open and you will begin to speak in tongues. So speaking in tongues is very important. Put your supplications before the Lord. Let it be known. So I've already said it. And if you don't make the word of God your soul food, you cannot have anything, any effectual prayer. Yes, without the word of God, there is no prayer. You pray according to the word of God. You pray in line with the words of Jesus Christ. I say that according to Matthew chapter 6, if you read the whole book, how Jesus taught us to pray our Father. So it's not you are going to pray in our Father, but if you look line by line, the Holy Spirit will teach you that this is what he meant by how we should pray. So pray in line with those lines, with the word in Matthew chapter 6, how our Father. So you reverence God, you thank him, you ask for your sins, you forgive others, and you proclaim all those with your mouth. So you worship, and in that's what I mean by praying in line with Jesus Christ and his ways. And he says in Mark 9, verse 29, says that we must fast also, fast and pray. So prayer and eating and sleeping is not too good. But when you empty your spirit sometimes, then you gain more power. So try as much as possible to fast also if you want to be someone who want to start to at least try God by prayer this month, this whole month. Set yourself in prayer and fasting at least a few days. One said week is good for a starter. It's very good. It's very good to empty your soul and just go on your knees, worship the Lord and pray, and you will see change. You will start to see revelation. That's the holy communication. The grace is given free of charge. The Holy Spirit is everywhere, omnipresent. So as long as any soul is emptied, then he will come and fill it. But if emptied in holiness or in the mind of God, then he will come and fill it. But if you drive, the only way you drive the Holy Spirit away is through sin. He will not come. But if you cleanse yourself and tell the Holy Spirit to cleanse you and create in you a clean heart and a renewed mind with the word of God and in your prayer, then you will have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit being with you all the time and ministering to you what it is, because he is our lawyer, he's our teacher, he's our comforter. He will give you mind. He will blow your mind. He teaches. He will teach you what to do, and he will tell you the future. He will tell you tomorrow. He will tell you about yourself. He will tell you about your future. He will tell you about your family. So get access. Let's gain the power that the Lord gave to us. He said we have dominion. We have to pray with the word. We must pray according to how Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6, 1. I've already said that. Pray in line with Jesus' format, also in Matthew chapter 6. So our Father, that's what I advise my friends, that if you are a starter, just begin to start praying in line with that, with Matthew chapter 6, our Father, pray in line. But I'm not saying recite our Father every time at your prayer, but praying, look at how Jesus stated one by one. You say, our Father who art in heaven. So what do you say if you want to pray with your own words? So that's what I mean. And let thy kingdom come. And he started to magnify the Lord and let the will of the Lord be done. And he said, give us this day our daily bread. And he began to say, and forgive us our sins. And so this is how I mean by praying in line with Matthew chapter 6. So put your own words in there, and then your prayer will surely, I pray that it will be heard. It will surely be heard, because you are praying according to the word of God and according to the will of God. Yes. And pray in the Spirit as a new covenant child in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit, I've already said that. Study the ways and how the old prophets prayed. If you listen to people's messages, like, I can be telling you on this prayer, but I'm not, I can be telling you whatever I'm telling you, but you have to also have your Bible and make sure that everything I'm saying is in line with the word of God. You don't just swallow people's messages, no, and not read your word. If you don't read the word and you are dependent on people's messages, you could be blindfolded. You would be lost. You could be lost in doing that. If any preacher is preaching somewhere, or if your spirit tells you to listen, listen. If your spirit don't tell you to listen or you don't feel right about it, don't listen. Just depend on the word of God. There's nothing that can be taken out of it, and nothing will be added to it. The Bible is the one true book. Any writer of books, any whatever, video, preacher, TV, all of them, their source, they had inspiration by reading the word of God. And everyone goes back to the word of God, which is the Holy Bible, to quote a scripture. So I entreat you to depend on the Holy Bible, depend on the Holy Spirit. Do not leave the Holy Spirit out, because you can read the Bible like a storybook and get nothing. Or you can choose to be understanding it in your own way. It doesn't work. But if you always allow the Holy Spirit by communing with the Holy Spirit, have time for the Holy Spirit, sing to the Holy Spirit, call the Holy Spirit, invite the Holy Spirit to come to you so that he will tell the Holy Spirit to teach you how to pray. That's one recommendation. That is one thing that has worked for my life. When I encountered the Lord 2 years ago, this is how I got into prayer, and it has helped me a lot. Tell the Holy Spirit you need to know how to pray. There have been teachers of prayer, but there's no other teacher than the Holy Spirit. That is what I say. And believe that. That is the only teacher, divine teacher. When he teach you, he give you a revelation, and what he says is true, because God has approved it. He has spoken the mind of God to you. So get the Holy Spirit. Communion with the Holy Spirit is very important. So that is about the message today. Seek the Lord while he may be found. call on him while he is near, beloved. Therefore, and I'm reading Psalm 32, verse 6. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found, Lord. Surely, when mighty water rise, they will not reach them. In the name of Jesus, yes. So let everyone who says, I'm a Christian or godly, you have to pray. So it's not just about 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Psalm 32, verse 6 also says, let everyone who says, I'm born again, that's how I'm going to just literally put it, let them pray. We have to pray. Keep praying. You must pray all times. You can't get out of your house without praying. If you don't have time, if you do your meditation in the morning or your communion with the Lord in the morning, even if it's 5 minutes, you sit in your car, you have to pray throughout. If you are driving for 1 hour, you must pray and possess the day. In that 1 hour, power can come. Yes. So pray. Prayer is the key to our prophecy coming to pass. Prayer is the key for us to get access in the kingdom of God, access to enter every territory the Lord has given us. The Lord has said, I will do this for you, but immediately the word hit the earth, then the enemy is hovering around it. So your prayer is the only way that will drive the enemy away. And your prayer is the only way the enemy will keep trying and say, oh, I'm tired. He gets tired. Not that he gets tired, but God will establish himself with you as a believer so that he will protect you. He will have a covenant with you because of your prayer. Look at how he made himself known to the old prophets of or the holy prophets of old, Elijah, Daniel. He heard them. And in the book of Daniel, chapter 9 and 10, it talks about the prayer of Daniel. He decided to pray. In chapter 10, the angel told him, your prayer was answered what? The first day you prayed. The first day Daniel prayed, the Lord answered him. So pray. If it's not answered, keep praying. If you lose the strength to pray, then you have made the enemy overcome you. But if you persistently, continually pray, even if you don't see anything, keep praying. If you have prayed for 1 year, nothing has come, you have to persistently pray. Look at the woman with the blood issue. Maybe she was not praying, but she had a faith in her that she will find healing one day. So she keep pressing on. So as a Christian, you have to press on until the victory is what is won. So today, that is the word that came to you from Daughter of Zion World Ministries. Be encouraged that you have the power. And to activate the power as a believer, you have to get into the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. There is nothing man can do without the Word of God. There is nothing man can do without prayer. And the rightful prayer is praying the Word of God back to the Lord. Yes, that's the only prayer. There's no other prayer. You use the Word of God to pray. You can't pray you can't pray nothing and get answered without the Word of God. The prayer is in the Word that you read and the revelation of the Holy Spirit about how you should pray with the words. He will give you the words, what to say to the Lord. So get into the Word, deep into the Word. You are the power of prayer. You have the power to pray for yourself and not depend on people, oh, pray for me. No. What have you done for yourself? You have to get up and pray for yourself because you have been given the power. According to Genesis chapter 1:26, we are made in the likeness of God and he has given us dominion to dwell in the earth and take over everything. You understand? And we have the dominion. So take that dominion. And the only way you will possess that dominion is knowing the ways of God through the word of God and praying and understanding and keep growing in prayer. Prayer is a growth. You will grow and grow and grow in prayer that you get to a stage you will not need, as I said, you will not need to hustle and pray aloud. You will speak a few words. And you will not hustle. You have been given power. The Lord has established his covenant with you. So you only have to just speak the word and the prayer is answered. So this is the only relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ, to the Holy Ghost, and to the Father. This is the only relationship that heaven will pour down rain. For heaven to pour down rain, you must open your mouth. You must open your mouth and you say, oh, why is it that God knows everything and he does not do, and he allowed this to happen to me? Yes, that is how I became, I had an encounter with the Lord. For things happened to me to the point of death. And this is my question. I said, how come that I go to church? Yeah, I go to church. No, that is not a point. I go to church, but I'm not born again. I go to church. I shout, they are preaching, you are shouting and jumping. There's nothing. That is what's been going on. So until you question yourself that there is something wrong, and you begin to pray. So no matter what you are going through right now, beloved, I encourage you to get up and pray. Pray to the Lord. Don't give up. Be angry in a rightful way. Be angry and say, the Lord says, I have dominion on the earth. And the Lord says, I have given you the keys. Every door you open must be open. The Lord says that if you bind anything on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And if you bind anything, you lose it, I will loosen it. So this is the power you have. But you are sitting there, you have fear. You pray and doubt. You pray and still fear that, oh, I'm afraid. No. Until you exercise that power of God through the word of God, through the communion of the Spirit of God, you can never get any revelation of the power of God. He is powerful, and the kingdom of God is with power. It comes with power, not just by bragging, but with power. Signs and wonders. So if you want to be and possess your power in the Lord, rise up and pick up your mat and walk. Begin to pray. Today would be a beginning for you in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Pray. Every day you wake up, praise the Lord, even before you step off your bed. Just say something to the Lord, and he will hear you. He will follow you everywhere you go. His gracious eyes would never depart from you. So, beloved in Christ, pray. Pray without ceasing. He says, and everyone who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be what? Deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Amen. So this is what I bring to end. On Mount Zion, there is deliverance. And on Mount Zion is Jesus Christ, the Lord of hosts. He is the rock of ages. He is mighty. If you call unto him, you will surely get your deliverance. If you call on him, he will answer you. If he doesn't answer today, keep pushing. Keep pushing till you have possessed the land. You, he says, enter and possess. And we are just wondering about. We must enter with the power of God. We must possess. You will speak it to being. You will speak it to being. You will do things. He said, Jesus said that if you believe, you will do more things, even greater things than I. That is our power. So if you begin to commune with the Lord, he will give you a revelation, explain to you and teach you about the kingdom of God rightfully, so you can begin to possess and take dominion. So that when you are praying, the enemy knows that, yes, this is a son or a daughter of God praying, and I cannot hinder her. They will try another means, but it will not work, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. It covers us forever. It covers you. So that's why I said, if you are praying for 1 year, keep pushing. Never give up. Daniel prayed for 21 days with fasting. He didn't see anything. Yes. But his prayer, when the angel came finally, he said, Daniel, the first day you prayed, my Lord answered you. Your God whom you trust answered you. So keep praying. And I want to encourage you at this moment, believe in the Lord. Get a word-based church. A word. I mean, I'm talking about a place where they will do Bible studies. You will understand. You will read your Bible, and you will also ask questions. Feed your soul with the word of God so that you'll be able to pray with the word of God. There's no prayer without the word of God. You pray with the word of God by speaking the word of God back to him and praying in the spirit. So I thank you for joining us. This has been Daughter of Zion World Ministries and Foundation. You can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/dzwm.org. You can Google our name, Google us, and you'll see all our media. DZWM Foundation. We are a multimedia ministry and a foundation for the chosen generation. So may the Lord bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you breathe on your spirit, breathe your spirit onto your people and all that are listening right now. In the name of Jesus, breathe Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, breathe on them, Holy Spirit, now. Breathe your understanding, your strength, every weakness. I cast it out. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Every weakness that makes your people become lazy, I cancel spirit of business, spirit laziness out of the people of God, out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will arise and pray to the Lord, and he will hear you. For upon Mount Zion there is deliverance. He hears. He is ever ready. He said, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things, things that you do not know. Beloved, so rise up. This is the day the Lord has made. Be rejoiced and do not fear the enemy, because if exercise your power. Pray. Pray. I declare a spirit of prayer into your life. That from this day, as you have heard my voice, you will be a prayer woman, you will be a prayer girl or boy. You will begin to pray. You will begin to learn to pray and have an assigned time for the Lord in prayer every day that you live here on earth. You will begin to pray and intercede even for people that you do not know. You will begin to do the things of God. You have gained power. Holy Ghost, breathe your power of prayer upon your people that are listening right now. In the name of Jesus, I seal this prayer and this message with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your strength and your knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord shine his face on you. May he face you and answer you when you pray. May the spirit of faithlessness leave you. May the Lord increase your faith so that you will be able to possess what he has given you, your dominion. Your dominion. You are a child of God, and may the Lord bless you. Amen. Jesus.